At Jenny Bick Bookbinding in Vineyard Haven, Juliet Bittner and Lauren Clark are sewing books together, punching holes through the leather covers and sticking pages in. The papers are all different colors and textures. Some are lined, others are printed.
They have a variance of pages that you can write on and draw on and glue things into, and they're really beautiful.
That's Bittner. She's been working here since she moved to the island 5 years ago.
It's very pleasurable. You punch the holes ahead of time to line up with the paper pages, and then you just pull a string through and it comes out this really beautiful product.
Jenny Bick never expected all this. She's been manufacturing and selling handmade notebooks on island for 23 years, but she thought the business would stay small.
I started making handmade books literally on my kitchen table.
Bick owned an independent bookstore in Washington, D.C. 25 years ago with her husband, Robbie. One of the things they sold there were her own handmade, one-of-a-kind books. When she moved to the Vineyard, she brought her home business with her.
I thought when we moved here that being a Martha's Vineyard business would be part of our marketing push. Turns out that it really wasn't. It has very little to do now with how we present ourselves to the world because we're online and therefore we're in the whole world. The kitchen table quickly moved out to the garage.
Her books look like pieces of art, and they sell from somewhere around $20 up to about $800. And while she doesn't rely on the Martha's Vineyard brand name for sales, she benefits from the island's available workforce.
It's so rewarding and terrifying that we are responsible for the livelihoods of these 16 people who come in every day and they give us their best creatively and energetically. And it's very rewarding that we can employ people on the Vineyard doing something which is not a seasonal vacation-based business.
Most of the manufacturing on Martha's Vineyard is done by artists and skilled craft people. There's not a lot of industry here. But the island has metal sculptors who make useful things like weather vanes and staircases. There are bread bakers and chocolate makers. Bick says the internet has allowed her to escape the Vineyard's seasonal economy.
Our customers are really divided into two groups. We have individual consumers who are buying a single beautiful notebook for themselves, and we also have large groups that are ordering 100 at a time with their logo or their message printed on it. Those larger orders that are 100 at a time up to 1,000 at a time are definitely what keep the gears turning here, the bread and butter.
Co-owner Robbie Bick says if the business is to grow any bigger, they'd need to construct a new building or move off island. That's not the goal. The couple takes pride in the fact that something they built generates local jobs.
Our current starting salary, the base salary, would be double minimum wage. We made a philosophic choice a long time ago that we didn't want to be just a warehouse. It's a, you know, if you make something beautiful, if you're trying to make the world more beautiful, you got to start at home.
Across Martha's Vineyard, at kitchen tables and office desks, a small cadre of people are making beautiful things every day. Pieces of beaded jewelry.
So now I need to count my beads. I also need to measure the length.
Joaquina Viaggio is one of about 10 people making jewelry for Edgartown's Stephanie Wolf Designs.
And I've got a necklace. It just needs a logo tag. It'll be all set.
The part-time jewelry makers use style sheets based on Wolf's designs to guide them as they assemble the jewelry. Jamie O'Gorman is the production manager. The company has a storefront in Edgartown, but it thrives mostly on its national wholesale business.
2014, we made about 7,000 pieces of jewelry. Bit by bit, just coming in week after week.
Because of the Vineyard's seasonal nature, O'Gorman says it's difficult to find year-round work. A typical jewelry maker gets paid by the piece and puts in about 10 hours a week, more if they want, and they can work all year.
That's why I think that it's really important that we keep our production here on the island. It's just, we need year-round jobs, so we're doing a little bit to help with that.
That makes owner Stephanie Wolf happy, too.
I like being able to employ people. I know it's sometimes hard to find a good job here, and I feel really blessed to have the amazing staff that I have. So I like having my jewelry made here on the island. I think it's good for everybody.
Wolf moved to the Vineyard full-time 6 years ago. And like Jenny Bick, she started off selling her work at artisan shows and local fairs and markets.
For us, it would be really easy. It might, in fact, be easier for us to have the jewelry produced in New York or even in China. I've had a lot of offers from people who want to help me produce overseas or in upstate New York. There's a company that will help, you know, produce high quantities of jewelry.
Wolf says she's not interested in that. She also doesn't have any desire to see how big her company can get.
I will be employing more people. I'm looking to fill a few more positions. But I want to keep the business fairly small. I don't think I want to get turn ourselves into a factory or get so big that we do need to produce overseas.
Wolf likes the size the business is now. And besides that, the vineyard inspires her work. When customers are told about the special place where a piece of jewelry was made, she says it makes the piece even more precious. To have it made overseas just wouldn't be the same. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran on Martha's Vineyard.